Thousands of Palestinians working in Israel have stayed at home on Sunday in a strike against humiliating conditions at an Israeli checkpoint. Some 5,500 Palestinians cross the West Bank's Tul Karem checkpoint on a daily basis to and from their jobs in Israel. They say the situation has grown worse at the crossing point, with Israeli security guards humiliating them. They also complain about long hours of waiting in any weather condition. Palestinian workers, who mostly work in Israel's construction sector, say in order to be able to cross the point at 6 in the morning, they need to be at Tul Karem at 2. Israel claims it has been renovating the Tul Karem facility over the past few months, forcing people to wait for long hours. To get the latest on that, we're now joined with Mona Kandil, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Ramallah. And Mona, what more can you tell us about this strike?
Well, it's a rare move, actually, that more than, let's say, about 6,000 Palestinian workers decided to hold the strike on Sunday, as you said, to protest the daily humiliation that they endure at the Ifram Gate checkpoint. It's located west of Tul Karem, northern the occupied West Bank. Inspection procedures at the checkpoint typically take hours, and this means that in order for the workers to be in their work on time, they must be at the checkpoint several hours before, let's say, for about 4 hours earlier. Every person must pass through metal turnstiles one at a time. The turnstiles in turn are controlled by Israeli soldiers from hidden posts, and workers frequently complain about unnecessary delays caused by the soldiers staffing the checkpoints. Following the revolving gates, there are also again metal detectors and inspections stations. Well, the strike at the Ifrim checkpoint came only several days after Israeli soldiers have humiliated also Palestinians at another checkpoint south of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, where hundreds of Palestinians are forced to wait for hours while being funneled through a narrow passageway. These checkpoints, the Palestinians are not allowed to move actually freely, and they are not allowed to pass in an appropriate way from their city to another city or the area where they were. Also yesterday at night, Israeli forces closed what's known as the container checkpoint east of Bethlehem. From both sides, it's the only entrance from the Palestinian cities and towns to Bethlehem and Hebron al-Khalil. So the Palestinians, if they want to move from the Palestinian cities to enter Bethlehem or al-Khalil, they have to move and use the container checkpoint. It was shut down from both sides. It resulted in a major traffic jam in the adjacent area. The container checkpoint is only allowed to use it for Palestinians. At the time, where Jews and Israelis are using other ways and roads to move freely from the occupied areas in 1948 and the Jewish settlements that are built in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the West Bank.
Okay, Mona, as always, thanks very much for that detailed update. That was Mona Kandil, who is speaking to us live from Ramallah.